As the Senate met today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice paid a surprise visit to Baghdad. She told Iraqi leaders the Washington debate reflected Americans' concerns about the prospects for success if the Iraqi government fails to live up to its promises. One of the House Republicans who voted with the Democrats in support of the Iraq resolution yesterday was Bob Inglis of South Carolina.
Iraqis must decide for themselves if they want to live in a unified, pluralistic, and peaceful Iraq. No amount of American military might can compel that result.
To find out how Congressman Inglis's vote will be received back home in his district, we've called Lee Bandy, a political columnist for the State newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello there, Mr. Bandy.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Was this a surprise?
Not totally. He has been moving gradually away from a pro-war stance, and this, to a certain extent, may come as a surprise to a lot of folks in South Carolina, because Bob Inglis represents the most Republican area of South Carolina. But one thing I have sensed in the last several weeks, last couple of months or so, is that voters down here are beginning to ask a lot of questions about the war. And now they are beginning to move away from their strong position that they had supporting Bush in the war early on. And that is interesting, too, because South Carolina, in a lot of ways, is a Republican state. And we're all very proud of our patriotism. We're pro-military, you name it. There is an element in South Carolina made up of what I call the mainstream Republicans, or the Main Street Republicans, who are beginning to tire of the war. And more South Carolina National Guardsmen are being sent over there, and that doesn't bode well either. So there is a lot of concern about the direction of this war in South Carolina, believe it or not.
Now, as long as I'm talking to someone in South Carolina, I can't help but ask you a little bit about the presidential race. You're an early primary state. You've seen a host of presidential hopefuls come through. The latest, Barack Obama, the Democratic candidate. He was there yesterday. Tell us about his reception.
Well, he was well received, and he had a rally here in Columbia yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, and 3,000 people showed up, and I have never seen that large of a political gathering in South Carolina in my 40 years of covering politics in this state. It's interesting to see whether this will translate into votes, however, and this, of course, as you know, is way too early to tell.
Now, two prominent black leaders there in the state, I understand, have endorsed Hillary Clinton. Do you think that's significant?
Well, sort of, but, you know, sorry, I have a hard time with his name.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, I know, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the black vote sewed up by any means. And, of course, here in South Carolina, 50% of the primary vote will be African-American. And it will be interesting to see how they divide up. And I'm aware of the two black leaders who endorsed Hillary, but I have talked to a lot of black leaders here who are leery of both Hillary and Obama. How all that's going to shake out, though, on January the 29th of next year is unknown. I mean, it's way too early. I mean, I feel sorry for the voters.
Lee Bandy is a political columnist for the State newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. Thank you so much for talking with us, sir.
Thank you, Debbie.